Be Me 34F, founder and CEO of a marketing startup, built it from the ground up after my MBA. We're the disruptive feminine force in digital marketing. I gave a TED talk about male mediocrity in tech, went viral with 2.3 million views. Men fail upward while women have to be twice as good. Company is my baby, my proof that women do it better. And 47 employees, 43 women, 4 men. The men are in warehouse and facilities. Call it reversing the pyramid. Featured in Forbes 30 under 40. Headline, she's building the future without the boys club. Loved every second of that photo shoot. Started with good intentions, honestly. Wanted to give women the chances I never got. Remembered being the only woman in meetings. Remembered being talked over, dismissed, ignored. Swore my company would be different. And it was monthly women's empowerment sessions mandatory for all. Even Brad from facilities has to attend. He sits in the back, says nothing, posted about it on LinkedIn. Real men support women's voices. 47K reactions, 892 comments. Didn't read the negative ones. Hiring process is thorough. Resume blind, but somehow always know. Can tell by the confidence, the words they use. Men always oversell, women undersell, or so I told myself. Interview panel is all women. Head of HR, Samantha, hardcore feminist. Keeps a male tears mug on her desk. Jokes. It's filled with the blood of the patriarchy. We all laugh. It's just office humor. Posted job for senior developer. Salary range 95-220K. Requirements. Basically need to breathe code. First round, 67 applicants. 54 men, 13 women. Samantha filters them. Lots of overconfident bros. Narrow it down to 8 interviews. 7 women, 1 man, token male. We joke. He comes in, clearly nervous, wearing a suit to a casual office, answers every question perfectly. 10 years experience, built 3 apps, one has 2 million downloads, panel exchanges glances. Seems like he'd disrupt our culture. Very traditional energy. Would he really support female leadership? Hire Jessica instead. 3 years experience, but amazing potential. She quits after 4 months. Too much pressure. Post the role again. 42 applicants this time, 38 men, 4 women, weird but whatever. Samantha says, men are getting desperate. Good, let them know how it feels. Narrow down to 5 interviews. All women, hire Catherine. She's decent, but needs constant training. Our product launches start delayed, clients getting annoyed. Where's the innovation you promised? Blame it on the industry. Everyone's struggling right now, except they're not. Competitor just launched 3 new features. Their team photo, mostly men, but that can't be why company culture is everything. Pizza Fridays are now Salad Fridays, supporting women's health. Brad stops showing up. Annual reviews come around. Anonymous feedback enabled. Expecting praise for our inclusive culture. Open the results. Hostile environment for different perspectives. Feels like opinions only matter if you're female. Scared to contribute in meetings. Reverse discrimination is still discrimination. That last one stings. Call an all-hands meeting. We need to discuss these toxic comments. Someone here doesn't appreciate our mission. Watch the few men shrink in their seats. Brad transfers to night shift. Michael from IT submits his notice. Family reasons. His LinkedIn shows he joined our competitor's senior developer role still open, posted for 3 months now. 12 applicants total, all women, none qualified. Where are all the developers? Check our Glassdoor page, 2.3 stars. My stomach drops. CEO promotes hostile work environment for men. If you're male, don't bother applying. Qualified men ignored for less qualified women. Toxic feminism disguised as progressiveness. 47 reviews, most from the last year. Try to get them removed. Glassdoor says they're verified employees, applications drop to near zero. Even women stop applying. Heard it's toxic there. Competitor poaching our clients. Their new head of product? The nervous guy in the suit we rejected just closed a 10 million Series B. My investor's getting nervous. What's happening with recruitment? Why is product development stalled? Market is passing you by. Try recruiting firms. They won't work with us. Reputation issues. One recruiter is honest. No quality male developers will consider you. And women know something's off when it's 90% female. It signals something unhealthy. But we're progressive. We're the future. We're breaking barriers. Emergency board meeting. Revenue down 34%. Three major clients gone. Development team can't keep up. You need senior talent immediately. Whatever it takes. Post senior developer at 150K. Way above market rate. 8 applicants in 2 weeks. All junior level. None viable. Samantha suggests women-only coding bootcamp partnership. Grow our own talent. That's 2 years minimum to competency. We have 3 months of runway left. Start reaching out directly to developers. LinkedIn messages, personal emails. Exciting opportunity at award-winning startup. Read receipts, but no replies. One guy responds, I Googled your company, no thanks. Blocked. Former employee reaches out. David left last year. Good developer, quiet guy. Heard you're struggling. I could come back as a contractor. 250 hour. That's double his old salary. Take it or leave it. We take it. He fixes our main product bug in 2 days. Something we'd been fighting for months. Won't work in the office though. Remote only. Non-negotiable. Other women getting frustrated. Why does he get special treatment? Because he can code, almost slips out. Catch myself, but it's true. Jessica from marketing speaks up in a meeting. Maybe we were too harsh on male candidates. Room goes silent. Samantha's face goes red. We don't compromise our values. Jessica doesn't speak up again. She quits the next month. Pursuing other opportunities. Down to 31 employees. Culture of fear setting in. Everyone knows, but no one says it. We fucked up. We became what we claimed to fight. But admitting it means everything. I built was wrong. Means that TED Talk was wrong. Means those Forbes photos were a lie. Get a call from an old colleague, runs a different startup. Heard you're having trouble. I know some guys looking for work, but they won't apply to your company. Your reputation is toxic. Ask what I can do. Honestly, step down. Let someone else rebuild. Hang up. Sit in my empty office. 7 p.m. on a Thursday. Used to have people here until midnight. Building, creating, laughing. Now it's just me and the cleaner. Even she looks at me with pity. Check LinkedIn. 3 more employees announcing new jobs. All at companies with toxic male culture. Funny how that works. Investor calls emergency meeting. We're installing a new CEO. You can stay on as founder advisor. Or we liquidate. New CEO is a man. Of course he is. First thing he does is fix recruiting of merit-based only. Best candidate wins. Revolutionary concept, apparently. Applications flood in immediately. 240 for senior developer role. Good mix of everyone. Hire 2 developers in a week. Both happen to be men. Samantha files a complaint. Discrimination. She's let go the next day. Restructuring. Her male tears mug left behind. Ironic. Company starts recovering. Shipping features again. Clients coming back. But I'm sidelined. Watching a man fix what I broke. Watching him get praised for basic fairness. Watching everything I built crumble. The new developers are brilliant, respectful, collaborative, innovative. Everything we said, men couldn't be. One of them pulls me aside. For what it's worth, great original concept. Just got lost in the execution. Kind way of saying I fucked it all up. Sit through a meeting where they discuss culture. Inclusive means everyone. Best ideas win, regardless of source. Diversity includes diversity of thought. Basic concepts I somehow forgot, or never really believed. Year later, company is thriving. 83 employees, balanced team, just went Series B at $50 million valuation. My equity worth 8 figures, but I'm a ghost. Founder who failed, cautionary tale in startup circles. She had everything but couldn't get out of her own way. See my TED Talk quoted mockingly, How to Fail Upward, Feminist Edition. Comments are brutal but not wrong. Tried starting a new company. Can't get funding. Reputation risk. Can't recruit talent. We Googled you. Ended up consulting. Helping companies with diversity initiatives. Teaching what not to do, basically, without saying it outright. Still believe in women in tech. Still believe in equality. But equality isn't revenge. It isn't flipping the pyramid. It's removing the pyramid entirely. My company still exists. Thriving under male leadership. The irony isn't lost on me. Fought so hard against boys' clubs. Ended up creating a girls' club. Both are wrong. Both kill companies. Both hurt people. But only one gets called out. Only one gets TED Talks. Only one gets Forbes features, until it all falls apart. And you're left with a failed company, a ruined reputation, and the knowledge that you became everything you claimed to hate, just with different pronouns.
You know what's wild? This shit actually happens more than you think. Companies get so obsessed with fixing one type of discrimination, they accidentally create another. Who could have seen that coming, right? The truth is, real equality isn't about flipping the script or getting revenge. It's about actually being equal. Crazy concept, I know. But hey, at least she got her TED Talk and Forbes feature before reality kicked in. Sometimes the most spectacular cope comes from the most based failures. She literally became the toxic boss meme. Thanks for watching, Anons. And remember, merit doesn't give a damn about your chromosomes.